This is Wade Rafke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Activists in Argentina have reacted with fury after two Supreme Court judges appointed by the center-right government of President Mauricio Macri cast their votes in favor of a ruling that opens the door to the early release of hundreds of convicted human rights abusers. On the eve of the French election, a middle-of-the-road front-runner reported a massive computer hacking attack on this campaign. Macron went on to win the general election by 65% to 35% against Le Pen. 5% of Americans generate more than 50% of health expenses. Between 2011 and 2016, immigration judges denied between 77 and 83% of asylum requests from people from El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala, the three Central American countries that send the most Central American asylum seekers. About one-third of working-age women held jobs outside the home in the years after World War II. By the early 1990s, about three-quarters of those women worked. Only 12% of Bulgarians see their news media as independent, while 65% think otherwise. There are nearly 750 museums, galleries, and similar sites in New York City. Federal judge in Houston has ruled that it is unconstitutional to hold defendants in jail for essentially being poor and unable to make money bail, including for misdemeanors. The judge noted 20 years ago, less than one-third of people in Texas jails were awaiting trial, while today it's three-quarters. Janet Yellen, chair of the Federal Reserve, in speech said that if we wanted growth, we needed to expand paid leave, affordable child care, and flexible work schedules so more women could go to work. By one vote, the Senate voted to kill an Obama rule that allowed states to decide to automatically enroll employees in retirement accounts. 18 Penn State students were charged with involuntary manslaughter, as was the fraternity itself, Beta Theta Pi, in the defeat of Timothy Piazza, who became drunk and fell during a pledge night in February. 27 states now permit public money to flow to private schools. Interestingly, Texas has defeated voucher plans in the last three legislative sessions and helped derail 50-plus proposals since the 1990s. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathlin's Bulletin, is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.